Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and Dir Mezechus Nazir Daf Chav Hey, the fourth parak Misha Amar. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, a Mishnah was quoted which taught that a Nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his karbanas, they go to Kamino in the Davos. The Gemara asks, V'halod mei chattas muravim behen? But chattas funds are mixed with them. Since his karbanas include a chattas, the funds cannot be used for any voluntary carbon. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Halachu hi b'nazir. It's a halachu Moshe Sinai regarding Nazir that their funds are used for communal nedavos despite including chattas funds. Reish Lakish answered, the pasuk says, kol nidrei v'kol nivosam, any of their vows and any of their pledges, HaTorah Amra Moser Neder Yehilu Nedava. The Torah said that excess of a nether goes from Nedava, meaning communal olos. The Gemara continues that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's understandable why this law applies only to unspecified funds, because that is how the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was taught. But according to Reish Lakish, that a pasuk taught that excess Nazir funds go to Nedavos, why does this not apply equally to specified Chattas funds? Rabbi answered that there's a drasha teaching that a chattas animal which is not needed, for example its offspring or tamur, it cannot be sacrificed, and the same applies to excess chattas funds. Point number two is Tana Brice of the Pasuk states, Rakadashecho sheyulocho unadarecho, only your holy animals which you will have, and your vows. The Pasuk speaks of the offspring and tamura of karbanas. About them, the Pasuk says, Tiso vase elamakama sheyivcha Hashem, you shall take them and come to the place that Hashem shall choose. The Brisa continues that one might think they should be brought to the Mikdash and water and food should be withheld from them so they die, similar to an excess chattas. So the next pasuk says, Vasisa olasecha abasu v'hadam, and you shall perform your olos, the meat and the blood. To tell you that the way you act with an ola, act with its tamura. And the way you act with the shlamim, act with its offspring, meaning sacrifice them. The Gemara adds that although the halacha to be left to die was said specifically for chattas, one might have thought that this was regarding being left to die anywhere, but perhaps an excess ola or shlamim would need to be brought to the mikdash to die. And point number three, Bekiva said, Eino tzarech, a pasuk is not necessary to teach that the tamur of an asham is not sacrificed, as Rabbi Shmuel had said, Haryomer asham hu, b'havayasayiyah. But the Torah says it is an asham, that it must be in its original state and not a tamura. The Gemara said no pasuk should be necessary, for we have a tradition that kol shebachatas meisa ba'asham roya. Any case in which a chattas would die, an asham would be left to graze until it gets a blemish and qualifies for redemption. The Gemara answers that instead the drush is necessary for a law taught by Rab. Asham shenita koriya, an asham which was designated for grazing, v'shechatu l'shem ola kasher, and he shacked it as an ola, it is valid as an ola. The implication is, taimen and nitak, halon nitak, lo. The reason it is valid, because it was designated for grazing and removed from asham status. But if it was not, it's not valid. Damakra hu, b'hava yasiyeh. Because the pasuk said, it is an asham, that it remains in its original asham state until it is designated for grazing. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a mishnah was quoted which taught that a nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his karbanas, they go to communal nedavos. The Gemara asks, V'halod mei chattas muravim behen? But chattas funds are mixed with them. Since his karbanas include a chattas, the funds cannot be used for any voluntary carbon. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Halachu hi b'nazir. It's a halachu Moshe Mitzrayim regarding nazir that their funds are used for communal nedavos despite including chattas funds. Reish Lakish answered, the pasuk says, kol nidrei v'kol nivosam, any of their vows and any of their pledges, HaTorah Amra Moser Neder Yehilu Nedava. The Torah said that excess of a nether goes from Nedava, meaning communal olos. The Gemara continues that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's understandable why this law applies only to unspecified funds, because that is how the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was taught. But according to Reish Lakish, that a pasuk taught that excess Nazir funds go to Nedavos, why does this not apply equally to specified Chattas funds? Rabbi answered that there's a drasha teaching that a chattas animal which is not needed, for example its offspring or tamur, it cannot be sacrificed, and the same applies to excess chattas funds. Point number two is Tana Brice of the Pasuk states, Rakadashecho sheyulocho unadarecho, only your holy animals which you will have, and your vows. The Pasuk speaks of the offspring and tamura of karbanas. About them, the Pasuk says, Tiso vase elamakama sheyivcha Hashem, you shall take them and come to the place that Hashem shall choose. The Brisa continues that one might think they should be brought to the Mikdash and water and food should be withheld from them so they die, similar to an excess chattas. So the next pasuk says, Vasisa olasecha abasu v'hadam, and you shall perform your olos, the meat and the blood. To tell you that the way you act with an ola, act with its tamura. And the way you act with the shlamim, act with its offspring, meaning sacrifice them. The Gemara adds that although the halacha to be left to die was said specifically for chatas, one might have thought that this was regarding being left to die anywhere, but perhaps an excess ola or shlamim would need to be brought to the mikdash to die. And point number three, Bekiva said, Eino tzarech, a pasuk is not necessary to teach that the temur of an ashim is not sacrificed, as Rabbi Shmuel had said. Haryomer ashim hu, b'havayasiyyeh. But the Torah says it is an ashim, that it must be in its original state and not a temur. The Gemara said no pasuk should be necessary, for we have a tradition that kol shebechatas meisa ba'ashim roya. Any case in which a chatas would die and the ashim would be left to graze until it gets a blemish and qualifies for redemption. The Gemara answers that instead the drush is necessary for a law taught by Rab. Ashim shenita koriya, an ashim which was designated for grazing, v'shechatu l'shem ola kasher, and he shechted it as an ola, it is valid as an ola. The implication is, taimen de nitak, halo nitak lo, the reason it is valid because it was designated for grazing and removed from ashim status. But if it was not, it's not valid. Damakra hu, b'hava yasi ye. Because the pasuk said, it is an ashim, that it remains in its original ashim state until it is designated for grazing. All right, so now we get our siman daf chaf hei, and our standard siman is a silver anniversary, a 25th year anniversary. So here goes. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazar funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, before finishing and inviting his guests to watch Meshech the Ashim that was designated for grazing as a valid ola. Once again, it's a motion. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech, that must be Daf Chav Hei. The eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazar funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, which reminds us, a Mishnah taught that a nazar who died and left unspecified funds designated for his kabbanis, they go to communal nadavos. The Gemara asked below to make chattas muravim behen, but chattas funds are mixed with him. Since his kabbanis include a chattas, the funds cannot be used for any voluntary carbon. Rabbi Yochanan answered, halach hi ben nazir, it's halach l'mosh misinai, regarding nazir, that their funds are used for communal nadavos despite including chattas funds. Reish Lakish answered, the pasuk says, v'kol nidre, v'kol nivosam, any of their vows and any of their pledges. HaTorah amra, moser neder yehil nadava. The Torah said that an excess of a neder goes for nadava, communal olos. So, the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazir funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the pasuk states, Raka deshecha she yilecha unederecha, only your holy animals which you will have and your vows. The pasuk speaks of the offspring and tamura of karbanas. About them, the pasuk says, Tisu vase el hamakom sheyivchar Hashem. You shall take them and come to the place that Hashem will choose. The Brisa continues that one might have thought that they should be brought to the mikdash and water and food should be withheld from them, so they die, similar to an excess chatas, and explains why this is not the case. So the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazar funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, before finishing and inviting his guests to watch him shech the ashim that was designated for grazing as a valid ola. Which reminds us, Rav taught an ashim which was designated for grazing, and he shechted it as an ola. It is valid as an ola. The implication is that the reason it's valid is because it was designated for grazing and removed from ashim status. But if it was not, it is not valid because the pasuk said, hu, b'hava yosi yeh. It is an ashim, that it remains in its original ashim state until it is designated for grazing. So once again, the eccentric hairy husband's 25th anniversary speech did not go over well when he asked his wife if she had used his late father's unspecified nazar funds, which go to communal nadavos, to buy his gift, and then said she had raised the children like the offspring of a shlamim and a tamura, before finishing and inviting his guests to watch Meshech the ashim that was designated for grazing as a valid ola. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf chafov. So the siman daf chafov is a car because Bastoni is pronounced car, ka. So here goes. When the hairy nazar ka, that must be more daf chaf aleph. When the hairy nazar ka pulled up to the stoplight where the and I nazars crossing in a long line heard the Menel Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, which reminds us, a Braisa is quoted which teaches that if a Menel Nazir becomes permitted, Hemenu Lamata Mutter, Hemenu Lamala Asr, those after him are permitted, and those before him are still forbidden. This proves that each Nazir is connecting to the one immediately before him. So those who follow the permitted Nazir are likewise permitted, and they were not connected to the first person who said, Harini Nazir. So, when the hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight, where the and I Nazirs crossing in a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the Ka retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus, which reminds the Gemara asks, Ba Me'akar Akar or Dimamega's guys, does a husband uproot his wife's Nadarim retroactively, or does he cut them off, meaning void them going forward? A nafkamina is if a woman declared Nazirus, and another woman said, Va'ani, and I, and then the husband of the first wife was made for her Nazirus. If it is voided retroactively, the second woman's declaration is ineffective. So, when the hairy Nazir Ka pulled up to the stoplight where the and I Nazirs crossing a long line heard the middle Nazir be released from his Nazirus, which released all of the Nazirim behind him as well, the husband driving the car retroactively uprooted his wife's Nazirus and had to give her the bad news that her chatas in the back seat must be left to die, which reminds us. The Gemara attempts a resolution from a Mishnah. Ha'isha shenadu ben nazir v'hifrishas behemta, a woman who vowed Nazirus and designated her animal for her carbon, and then her husband revoked the Nazirus. If the animal was her personal property, the chattis is left to die because it cannot be used. So the Gemara reasons that if Afar revokes her Nazirus retroactively, the chattis should revert to Chuan, since she was never a Nazira with a chattis obligation. Since the Mishnah teaches that it is left to die, it seems that Hafar only voids going forward. The Gemara answers that even if Hafar is retroactive, the Chattis must die because Kevin the Latzricha Kapara, since she does not need an atonement anymore, Hukachattis Shemesu Ba'alea, it's akin to a Chattis whose owners have died. Ugamir de Chattis Shemesu Ba'alea Tammuz. And we have learned from Halacha Moshe Mesinai that a Chattis whose owners have died is left to die. Dav Chav Beis, so the Simmer Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The woman in the hairy cab, that must be more daf chabez. The woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's afar of her nazirus, was retroactive, which reminds us, a braisa taught that a nazir who became tameh and designated karbanis, and her husband subsequently revoked her nazirus, brings her chattis bird but does not bring her ola bird. The Gemara concludes that although hafara is retroactive, the chattis is brought because he holds like Rav Elazar Kapara that a nazir is called a sinner because he deprived himself of wine. This sin is sufficient to require to bring the chattis she already designated, although her nazirus was voided retroactively. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her nazirus was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, which reminds us, the Gemara then proves that hafara only voids going forward from a braisa. Ha'isha shenadu b'nazir, a woman who vowed nazirus, and a friend heard and said, va'ani, and I, and the first one's husband was made for her Nazirus, she's permitted and her friend remains forbidden. Shema mina bal megas gaiz. Learn from this that the husband cuts off for the future with Hafara, because if it voids Nazirus retroactively, the second declaration would not be valid since it was made based on the first. So the woman in the hairy cab on her way to bring her chattis bird for becoming tameh, even though her husband's hafara of her nazirus was retroactive, together with her friend who said, and I, who still remained a nazira, so inspired the cab driver by their commitments that he forbid himself from taking their fare, making it forbidden to him like the meat of a shlamim. Which reminds us, Marzuta, the son of Rav Mari, tried to prove that the case of the second woman's nazirus being valid resolves the inquiry of Rami Bar Chama, who asked, if one says, Hari like Vasar Zevach Shlamim, Mahu, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim, what is the halacha? Ki matbis inish bikar, matbis, does a person link with the initial forbidden state? O dilma betzina de matbis, or does he link with its final permitted state? The Gemara here understands the case to be before the blood was sprinkled and the meat was not yet permitted. If the vower means to reference its initial forbidden state, then it would be valid. But if he means to reference its final permitted state, it would not. Daf Chav Gimel. So the similar Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The hairy Kugelach champ. Kugelach champ. That must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The Harry Kugelach champ, who was crying when he learned that he needed Kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches that a Nazir whose husband was made for without her knowledge, and she transgressed Nazir's prohibitions, she's not liable to Malkus since she was not a Nazir, but the Pasuk teaches that she still needs forgiveness. Rabbi Kiva would weep when reaching this Pasuk and say, if someone intended for Chazer to come to his hand, and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher, but mistakenly ate kosher, Tom Kapar Vaslicha, yet requires atonement and forgiveness, as seen by the woman whose Nadarim were revoked, Amaskavan Lalas Biyadu Basuk, then someone who intended for pork to come to his hand, and it did, all the more so. So the Harry Kugelach champ, who was crying when he learned that he needed a kapar because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, looked up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem, while their father stumbled, which reminds us, the Pasuk, Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem, V'tzadik Miyalchu Bam, Uposhim Yekashim Bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them and the wicked stumble in them, refers to Lot and his daughters. They, who intended for a mitzvah, personify the righteous walk in them. But Lot, who intended for sin, personifies and the wicked stumble in them. So the Harry Kugelach champ was crying when he learned that he needed kapara because he intended to cheat and pick up one Kugelach, even though he correctly picked up two, woke up when two daughters entered the arena after righteously traveling on the straight path of Hashem while their father stumbled, and they announced, Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma, which reminds us, the Gemara revises Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's statement to say, Aver l'shma k'mitzvah shelo l'shma, an aver done for the sake of heaven is as great as a mitzvah done for ulterior motives. The Gemara sources this to a pasuk that compares Yael favorably with the Imaos. Daf Chav Dalad. So the Simur Daf Chav Dalad is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The husband revoked his wife's Naziris, causing the money designated for Achatas, and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water. Hairy pitcher? That must warrant Daf Chav Dalad, kud. The husband revoked his wife's Naziris, causing the money designated for Achatas, and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water, to go to the Dead Sea, which reminds us. The next mission delineates the laws of a kabbanis or money previously designated for Naziris, if the husband subsequently revoked his wife's Naziris. If the animal was his property, Tetzav Azir Be'eder, he goes out and grazes with the flock, meaning it's chulin. If it was hers, the Gemara details what is done with the kabbanis, or the money is left for kabbanis, whether they are specified or not specified. If she has specifically designated the money, then the chatas money goes into the Dead Sea, parallel to a chatas animal dying. So, the husband revoked his wife's naziris, causing the money designated for a chatas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, which reminds us, our Mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Adam may be carbon asher al ishto, a person must bring a wealthy man's carbon for his wife, for a carbon that depends on financial status, although she generally has no personal property. Beken kol carbon asher she chayevis, as well as all of her obligatory carbonas. He holds that her carbonas are his obligation to the point that they even follow his financial status. Although it would seem that he would presumably disagree with our Mishnah, that his animal becomes chulin, Rav explains, Ki meshabed la b'milsa d'tzricha, when is he obligated to her? Only for what she needs, b'milsa d'tzricha la. Whoa, but that which she does not need, he is not. So the husband who revoked his wife's naziris, causing the money designated for her chattas and sitting on a hairy pitcher of water to go to the Dead Sea, because he was annoyed that he would be required to provide her a wealthy man's carbon, got sprayed by the pitcher's contents when four rams that were not accompanied by bread rammed their horns into it, which reminds us. The Gemara says, these are the four cases of rams which do not require their normal bread accompaniment. Shalo, b'shalo, b'shalacha misa, b'shalacha kapara. His, hers, after death, and after atonement. The factor common to these cases is that their carbon has transformed into a voluntary one, and therefore no longer requires the bread accompaniment. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn that the offspring of Shlomi and Tamura are brought up to the base of Mikdash? That's on daf. Chafe. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk of Ki Yesharim Darchei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu bam, because Hashem's paths are straight, the righteous walk in them, that refers to Lot's daughters who intended to do a mitzvah? That's on daf. Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that an ashm which was designated for grazing and shechted as an ola is valid as an ola? That's on daf. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we ask the question what the halacha is in a case where a person says, this is hereby forbidden to me like the meat of a shlamim? That's on daf. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn if someone intends to sin but does not, they still need forgiveness. That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good number six. Which that the one that where a line of people declare, and I, one after the other, if the middle one is released from his Nazirus, all those that follow him are released as well. That's on Daf. Chafav. Good number seven. Which that the one in the four cases of rams, which do not require the normal Lechem. That's on Daf. Chavdalad. Good number eight. Which of the one a Nazir is called a Chote, a sinner, because he has deprived himself of wine. That's on Daf. Yotes. Good number nine. Which of the one a Nazir who died and left unspecified funds designated for his Karbanis, they go to communal Nadavos. That's on Daf. Chafhe. Good. And number ten. Which of the one a Chatus of a Nazir whose husband was Mefer is left to die. That's on Daf. Chafav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.